All right, with the kids still at home during the coronavirus, they're going to have to find things to do to keep them busy throughout the day. And in this digital world, that usually means watching TV, playing video games, or watching movies, being on their tablet. But as a parent, you're going to want to make sure that they're not doing that all day, every day. Here to talk about why is Dr. Becky Dixon, a pediatrician at Riley Children's Health. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Dixon.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, so we'll start with a simple question. How much is too much time for kids to stare at a screen in a single day?
That's a great question, and I think we have really good guidelines from the American Academy of Pediatrics during what I'll call non-COVID times, right? So the recommendations are kids that are less than 18 months really shouldn't have any screen time that isn't sort of socializing via social connection with grandparents or distant family members. And then kids older than 18 months really are supposed to limit their screen time to an hour a day. And I'm not just a pediatrician, I'm a mom. And I got to say that recommendation kind of flew out the window from the first moment that we had distance learning. So now kids are spending a lot of time online to actually even do their learning. So you can't limit it to an hour anymore. You have to sort of loosen your restrictions somewhat.
Right. That was going to be my next question. I think it's harder now because all these kids at school are learning and doing their homework on their tablet or on their laptop. It's all digital. It's all staring at a screen just to do their homework. And especially during this time with the coronavirus, school has been shut down, but a lot of teachers, a lot of classes, a lot of schools are doing e-learning. So they're still going to have to do their homework, have to do all their assignments online. So how do you balance that time throughout the day?
I think the best way to balance that is to make a pretty good schedule, right? I think you can eliminate the educational online activities from the leisure, or at least separate them from the leisure online time. So if you make a schedule of things, I think it's probably good for everybody. I'm a real list maker and like a schedule. Some people don't like a schedule as much and want to have a little bit looser sort of free range. But I think it's helpful to know how much time you're planning to spend online for education. And then how much time are you planning on spending online for entertainment purposes? So making a plan with your kids, with your teachers or your kids' teachers as much as possible is a great place to start.
So what would you suggest? Let's say, they have to do this assignment or have to take this test and it's going to take an hour or two during the day. For the rest of the day, socializing, video chatting or playing video games or whatever it might be. Let's kind of talk about the numbers and what we're thinking about when it comes to, I guess, does it depend on how old the child is?
Absolutely. So it's going to depend. So I have two 10-year-olds in my house and two 13-year-olds in my house. So sorry, I'm going to deviate from the doctor, Becky, more to the mom, Becky, for a second, because I think that is more practical in this sense, at least.
Right.
My 10-year-olds have far less online than my 13-year-olds do. So we know for our family that we do our best work kind of earlier in the day. So dedicating some education time early in the day and really kind of keeping a routine has been helpful. So every day is a little bit different in terms of how much time it takes to get your work done. And I would say it's reasonable. If you think about a reasonable young person, that they could probably sit and do, like you said, depending on age, they could probably sit and do an hour's worth of work before needing a break. So maybe you schedule in a break. Okay, let's do an hour's worth of work, schedule a break for, to run around the yard or, play a quick game that is not on the screen to sort of optimize their ability to focus on education. So, and then outside of that, we reserve our non-education screen time for well after all the education is completed. Because if you mix the two, then it makes your education take so much longer.
So what would you say would be the consequences if they, you know, if parents aren't limiting how long their kids are staring at a screen, especially, again, you know, during the coronavirus, it's a little more difficult because we've kind of been forced in this into this situation with the kids being at home. And obviously, like you said, you're a mom, so you can attest to all of this. But what are some of the consequences later on down the road that we're talking about here if kids spend too much time staring at the screen?
Well, so that's tough, right? Like, I always have told my kids it'll melt your brain. But will it really melt your brain? There are some studies that say that you will have some developmental delay or difficulties with school if you spend too much time on screen time. And therein lies the 1 hour recommendation. I think there's a huge difference between education time online and sort of play online. So I think you could, you know, during this time of extreme measures, I think you could probably pull apart your education time and your leisure time. If you limited your leisure time as much as possible to an hour a day online or on screen time, and sort of eliminated the educational screen time from the calculation, that might be helpful.
So you keep referencing this hour a day. Obviously, there's a lot going on, and I can attest to this just this weekend. You know, you're not allowed. You know, all the malls are shut down. Everything's closed. You can't really go out and do very much. And so, you know, you try to waste some time just to let the day go by when you're stuck at home. But obviously, your choices are watching TV or a movie, taking a nap.
Right.
So what are some of my ideas or alternatives that you have for parents to, you know, help the day go by for their kids, but not have it be all the time on the screen?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And, you know, in our family, we've had to be pretty creative. So you know, not only are we limited by our ability to travel, we're also limited by financial reasons, too. So, you know, you can't necessarily make large purchases or, you know, things that include using a lot of money. We've had to be pretty creative in doing arts and crafts. So some of my kids are really interested in arts and crafts. So they are doing arts and crafts. Others are going out and, you know, playing ball in the front yard. Now, we're not playing with our neighbors because that's been restricted too. So if you have less kids, you might have to get out there and play ball with them. So I think I asked my kids about this before I talked with you. I said, what do you think are some good ideas for the kids out there that are looking for things to do to, you know, to keep entertained and engaged and enjoy life while we're having these sort of extreme times? And they said, you know, arts and crafts, drawing, you know, sports. So both organized and not organized sports. I was even out in the front yard playing basketball with the kids, and that was a sight for sore eyes for sure. And then other things, like we've been doing some cooking. So I have to cook the meals anyway, right? So because we're home and we're not going out to restaurants. So I had the kids choose a meal that they wanted to make in the week. And then one child cooks with me each night. And so we're learning to cook and we're learning to bake and do those kinds of things because we've got to eat anyway. So just design the grocery shopping around that. So it's right. Kind of fun. It's a learning experience for them to have to develop a menu and then develop a grocery list based on that. So we've spent a lot of time doing that. Those are just some of the things. Also gardening, planting seeds, keeping up with plants, those kinds of things. We've kind of ventured into that as well.
I guess my last question for you, Dr. Dixon, is what about TikTok? Have you done any TikTok videos with your kids?
Oh, that is such a good question.
Does that count towards screen time?
I actually have not done any videos on TikTok and don't actually know what it is, but it came up as a question. One of my kids had the app on a phone, and the other child deleted it because they said we weren't allowed to do it. There was a fight. So we've been spending some of our time doing fighting, which is not recommended. So I have to say, I don't know. TikTok is a social media outlet, and I think you can use social media for good, right? So check in with the neighbors. We've been calling our grandparents. Matter of fact, my kids baked a cake with my mom over the phone. So I do think that social media should be used for good, right? And just make sure you're checking in with your kids because they need social connection, right? And they're actually better at this than we are, probably, because they're more accustomed to social media as a social connection. Mm-hmm. So just making sure that we're checking in with them to make, to check in and see how they're doing with social media, and that their interactions are positive, that they're just being used for good.
Dr. Becky Dixon from Riley Children's Health joining us here on 93 WIBC. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us.
It was so fun. Thank you for having me.